I'm Marion Jorgensen, and welcome to Armchair Talks, where at the heart of all my conversations with my inspirational guests is authenticity and inner wisdom. Let's get connected to who we really are and live the happiest and most fulfilled life we can. My guest today is Claudia Sass. She is the founder of Breathing Spaces and a globally recognized happiness coach and expansion guide. She is in equal parts oracle, muse, and strategist. Claudia helps her clients ignite their soul purpose to have the clarity, confidence, and momentum to create a business around what they came here to do. In this episode, Claudia talks about her marriage ending and the decision she made to follow her heart wherever it took her. She learned to trust her heart and to not worry about security or where she would end up. She traveled through various countries and finally ended up in Hawaii. Welcome, Claudia. Claudia, you're in Hawaii, which in the UK at the moment is absolutely freezing. So in Hawaii, it just looks beautiful behind you. And it looks like the sunshine is out, which is fabulous.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. And yes, the sunshine is out, which it wasn't earlier today. It was quite rainy last night.
Okay, well, that's perfect. Sunshine's out,
and yes, anything I will say about the weather, other than it's beautiful, we'll be complaining on it at a really high level. Yes. I think quite lucky being here.
Yes, you are. Are you mainland in Hawaii, or are you on the island? Whereabouts are you in Hawaii?
Oh, you know, the one where Honolulu is and stuff, but the big island, the biggest island?
Okay, yes. So that gives us a bit of an idea. So, Claudia, I've been really looking forward to talking to you because I remember seeing you a couple of months ago on a video, and you said that you had spent the last 4.5 years following your inner wisdom. Now, that completely fascinated me because, one, I thought, wow, how do you do that to the extent where you said, to do this video, I got in my car and I intended going this place, but actually ended up in town under a banyan tree. And that was because you followed your inner wisdom. And I just love that. So I just want to let everybody know that listens to this, that Claudia's Wi-Fi in Hawaii, because she's up in the jungle, really, sort of dips in and out. So we might lose a little bit occasionally, but it won't take away from the quality of what she's going to say. So Claudia, tell me, what do you mean by you follow your inner wisdom all the time?
Well, I kind of, when that really consciously began was about 4.5 years ago. And I was talking to a friend of mine who I had met at a very transformational seminar. And so she is a travel nurse and would spend, had stretches of time that she would just get in her car and had her car take her wherever. And I'm sitting, and I'm still married, and I'm sitting in our suburban home on the balcony, and I'm going, you know what? I just so wish I could do that. I'm like, I just need to hear myself think. Mm. Because I felt inundated with everything, with the family, with my ex-husband, which we had kind of started a separation process, but there was just so much stuff. Think. And she said, you know what, you should really, if you can just do it for a day, just kind of sit in your car and just see where it takes you. Like, if you can't do that, do it. And my ex-husband is a great guy. He really is. We just weren't great together anymore. So I marched downstairs that day and said, hey, I don't have anything this weekend. Would it be okay if I would just take the weekend off and just go someplace? He's like, absolutely, go for it. I'm like, great. So that night, I went on my usual hike. We have this, had this mountain behind the house, and I'm walking with the dog, and I see three arrows in the sky. One was like gray, one was through a heart, and there was a triple arrow. Like, they're all pointing in the same direction. I'm like, huh. So I go home, I look at my, at a map, to even see where they're pointing. So I'm thinking, oh, maybe Sequoia. I'm in California at the time. Maybe Sequoia. But there was clear north, and this was in March, and Sequoia would have been snowy anyways. But what it, where it was pointing was Death Valley. I'm like, Death Valley? What? No. And I did. Actually, I just packed a car on Friday, and I started driving, and I went to Death Valley, and then I did that. And I wound up staying 8 days camping. And which I even, like, if I would, if anybody would have told me you wind up staying for 8 days camping in Death Valley, I would have like, no, I'm not. And so I very consciously during this time did that, like wherever my car would take me, and every place had a lesson and the environment to kind of back it up. And and that was kind of the start in a very pure, pure way, because Death Valley, what's so beautiful about it is like you really don't have any input. Like there's no sensory input. It's so quiet. Mm-hmm. It's loud. You know, it's one of those silences that you can hear.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where that started.
You start getting clarity from that as well, I guess, when there's, were you able to clear your mind? Were you able to sort of be there and not try to figure it out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would just meditate and meditate and meditate a lot. You know, I would just go places and meditate. And then as I was doing that, I noticed where I was and how I was supporting whatever was coming through, whatever kind of lesson. Mm. It always felt like lessons somehow at that time. Mm. Whatever I was to kind of learn or understand, that the actual backdrop wherever I was taken was supporting that. So yeah, it was very, it did. It cleared my mind. It cleared just the space around me. Because I think for a lot of people, specifically in kind of an empathic, intuitive kind of field, we have other people's energies. Like we just constantly aware of them. Like, and we don't, can't discern what's yours, what's mine. So so that was a real gift in that sense for me to just go like, wow, that's me. It's just me.
Is that the first time that you'd started thinking about your sort of seeing things differently, or your spirituality or anything like that? Was that the first sort of moment that you realized that life could look different?
I had been on a very intense spiritual path. So a lot had shifted that way already by that time. But as I said, I was beginning, I was kind of in a separation process. 3 months earlier, we had decided we will get a divorce, but I was still at home and there was like no plan as to what was going to happen. I think that was the first time where I really committed to following my inner guidance. I think that's what happened. Not that I hadn't heard it before, not that, you know, we all get these like, oh, I have to do this, and it's very strong sometimes, and but sometimes it's more quiet. You know, it's not so with flashing neon sign in your face. So that was the experience that made me commit to doing that as best, to the best of my ability, right? Like as much as I could hear it, perceive it, know it.
And even what did you see? What did you see as being so important about that, though? Because I tell you what, it takes a lot of courage actually to do that. Because we get our minds very full about, we can't do that because our children or our work or, you know, home life or friends, or we get very attached to things. And yeah.
what I had was the trust, like an innate trust that this isn't the highest good for all. That had that guidance, whatever guidance there was, came from a really high place. That wasn't me being frivolous.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't me going like, oh, but I want to do this thing. Like, it wasn't any of that. It was just going like, okay, all right. So, kind of surrendering to guidance. And I feel like it's not even outside of me as much. It's the way I've come to explain it to myself. It's probably my higher self. Just kind of, you know, I'm allowing to listen to myself, but that part of me that has an overview, a bigger vision, it's not stuck in the minutiae of every day. It's not stuck in the survival part. It's not stuck in any of that, but can see, know, be, that bigger picture, that bigger purpose, that expanded version of myself, and just nudges along and say like, go here, go there, have this experience.
I sort of call that, for me, that's my inner wisdom. That's the part of me that is not connected to my beliefs and my experiences in life. And to, personally,
You cut out when you said, I sort of called that, and then I...
Yeah, my inner wisdom. For me personally, that's my sort of terminology for it. But my inner wisdom is the part of me that is not connected to my beliefs or experiences in life. And it's a part that flows within me, and it speaks very quietly. And then it can, you know, speak really loudly to me sometimes. So I sort of guess we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, I think.
So what happened after that?
What happened after that? So eventually, I was about to leave my home, and it had become clear, you know, usually it's the mom that stays with the house and the kids and such, but my ex-husband had moved out and had for a little while before, and he said, like, I'll never live where my kids are not living. So I'm like, well, in that case, we might as well just stay together here, because the mom stays with the house and stuff. And then it also became clear, and it went like, oh, no, it's actually my path to leave. And then there was kind of a plan that fell apart, and then there was no plan. And one day in the middle of June, one morning, it was a weekend, I was planning on visiting a friend in a town like 90 minutes away. And I'm kind of thinking about, okay, so what are you going to pack? And then I find myself taking my passports out of the door, and I'm going like, OMG, I'm leaving today. I did. I packed my suitcase. I had a beautiful kind of for like a summer. And we had said, okay, just take the summer off. Like just take the summer, like do 3 months, and then, you know, we'll figure it out after. And I had and one thing that I feel happens is in those type of things, when things are surprising, but in your flow and in what you're to do next, is things kind of work out in a funky, in a kind of miraculous way, actually, an unexpected way. So, so my kids were teenagers. You don't have time with teenagers on a Saturday. But they did. They had time. Like, we spent like 3 hours together that day and just had lunch and hung out. And that usually wouldn't happen on a Saturday, but that time was the other day. So I kind of had that, you know, that home closure time with them. I had a beautiful hour with my ex-husband. We just kind of closed the whole thing. And it just felt so kind of guided out. Not that it wasn't traumatic. I mean, I was just looking, going like, wow. Like, I left a life of 20 years behind, right? Mm. Or 20 plus years. Like, I was just stunned. And you know, all that, yes. And then I didn't know. And then a client of mine, I was sending something to, and said, I'll be in Thailand for that time. And it was a young gentleman. I'll be in Thailand for that time. And I'll get it back after. And then my friend, another friend of mine goes like, ask him if he can stay this place. I'm like, how do you even do that? I'm the one who has the house where people stay. Yeah. how do I ask somebody to stay in this place? It's like, didn't compute. I'm like, can you give me the wording? But it felt actually right. So then I did, and then I stayed there for 3 months subsequently. But in the mornings, I would hear a few times, I would hear sometimes my kids. I would hear I would wake up at 6 a.m. and hear like, mom, like stage whisper from the stairs. And I'm like, uh-oh, something's going on. So I'd get in contact with my son. Or I wake up in the morning and I go like, it's time to leave today. I'm like, fine. Didn't know where, didn't know what. I'm like, fine, I'll pick up. So I almost was trained to just no questions asked to go like, fine, this is fine. And I kept being guided to kind of the perfect places and the perfect experiences throughout that time. And wound up over these 4.5 years in the most miraculous places with the most beautiful connections that were life-changing. Some days were intense, where like everything just clicked and happened, where I met a partner for a little while, where I got a place to live that was super important for me, like all just within a day. And like there were just pivotal days within that, but it was just listen. The crazy lessons in there, in those. I remember I picked up 4 chairs. Still a minivan. Picked up 4 chairs and go like, my brain is like, oh, maybe if you have a smaller place, you can place 2 there. And maybe my friend needs 2. I had no business picking up chairs. I had no place to freaking live, you know, because I was still kind of meandering. Those chairs were the perfect chairs that my friend had been looking for her place.
Amazing.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
And it was just this intense listening. That I.
What trained. Do you think? You know, you said it was like you were in training. And obviously that's something, listening to your inner wisdom now and following it is really important to you.
Right.
I heard you say that you were learning things along the way, and I'm sure that you still are. But what is it that you would say that listening to your inner wisdom really, really gives you?
You broke up again. I'm so sorry.
What experience does listening to your inner wisdom give you?
That's a great question. When I tap into it, I think it's ultimately peace.
So even on the move, as you're shifting and changing and you know, places, does
yes.
it still bring you peace?
It gives me, well, sometimes it's not peace, but it feels like there's something that has my back.
Oh.
Felt that, so that I feel as a support that's there, even though when I go WTF, really. But there's a support that I trust, so I have that. The other thing that it does is it's caused huge expansion and experiences that I would have never dreamed of.
Mm.
I wouldn't have thought that I would be living in Hawaii.
Mm.
That was a clear calling. That was a vision. That was me deciding, oh, that's a good idea.
Mm.
That was the island going like, come here.
So how did you end up in Hawaii then? What was the calling from the island? How did you hear that?
It was a double thing. So sometimes, okay, so sometimes our inner wisdom comes from other people first, that they kind of open a little door. Because sometimes it's hard for us to hear something because we just brush it off and go like, oh, that's silly. Or we're stuck on something that we can't hear anything, right? So sometimes it comes from other people that kind of crack open a door. So that happened. I was thinking I would stay in Ventura in California, Northern California. I had been guided to Germany in the during that time. I was there for a year. That was back in Ventura, and I thought, that's where I'll be now. And then a friend of mine said, I just had a dream or a vision or something, and us running a retreat in Hawaii, and blah, blah, blah. And she gave me the whole thing. And I just fell into the energy, and I went like, oh. And then I don't remember. It was that day or shortly thereafter. I had a vision of almost like a map without a map, like on a place on the Big Island, of a place on the Big Island. I just knew I hadn't been there. So I pulled out a map and said, okay, what is being shown to me? So there is a 9-mile stretch between the northern point at the end of the road on the Kona side. The end of the road is called Pololu Valley. It's just this magical, magnificent valley. That's the veils are quite thin there, and it's yeah. So I was shown this stretch, this 9-mile stretch right here, and I had never been here. Here, 2 or 3 days after, I met a friend. I met a friend in Kona. I'd been here, like staying in Airbnbs initially. Met a friend in Kona. At the end of the day, I was homesick for this region. Mm. It was so, and I had just booked a 2-week recon trip, you know, just kind of to see. I couldn't leave for 9 weeks. And then I was back 3 weeks later and moved. Mm.
The inner calling.
Yeah. It's been like that. It's really been,
So the work that you do with people now, what is that, Claudia? And do you talk to them about following their inner wisdom?
Oh, very much so. It's just about, for them, I help them live their truth ultimately. So activate their soul's calling, their soul's purpose. And so they, because oftentimes, as I said, it's something where the important things are sometimes hidden because we can't hear them, right? Or they scare us or something like that. So I help them really activate their soul purpose so that they have the clarity and confidence and momentum to create a business around that, around what they came here to do on this planet. So yeah, that's the work that I'm doing right now.
How do you get somebody to start really listening to themselves though? Because you know what it's like in this world, we have a lot of thinking going along a lot of the time about work and family and relationships and, you know, daily stuff, isn't it? And I find that myself, and I've had to really put in some quiet time for myself every day to be able to just connect with who me. To hear me. I'm pretty good at hearing myself most of the time, actually, but yeah, that quiet time. So how do you get somebody to do that?
There's two parts to that, right? So the first, as I said, like sometimes we need other people to open a door for us or to create this space. Mm. Because we often inundated and in small boxes of thinking and possible. So sometimes first piece of it is to create space. My company is called Breathing Spaces. It's just that, like,
spaces.
Yeah, creating that space so we can actually notice ourselves again, hear ourselves, and it's about creating that framework, right? That big space around you.
Yeah.
And with that, it's just kind of something that happens when I work with people. Mm. Okay. Now there's different things that can begin flowing through. And then the other thing is what you just said. It's your own quiet time. It's just tapping in. It's creating a, that's the first step, like coming back to your breath. Anchor, feeling your feet on the ground, feeling your connection up. Bringing all the pieces back in, like all the energy that you might have all over the place.
Yeah,
everywhere, right?
Yeah, we disperse it all of the time, actually.
All the time, yeah, just bringing that back. So we have our own power right here. So a lot of that is just conscious breathing. And then a meditation practice is fantastic. That where you have regular times every day to check in and to create that space at the beginning of the day, right? So
people don't realize that when they think a lot about, I mean, I can be talking to a client and suddenly I can see by their eyes that their attention is somewhere else. It's in an old memory. It's in what they're going to have for dinner. It's somewhere else. and that's where energy is dispersed a lot of the time is our thoughts take us off everywhere, isn't it? And you're completely right that what you showed me is, you know, my breathing practice in the morning and creating my space, my energy space around me, really quietens, it brings it all back. It quietens it down so I can hear myself. What would you say to people who, a lot of my clients say they don't hear anything and they can hear their head. And when I talk to them about, you know, you have a beautiful guidance system inside of you that is guiding you every moment of every day to have the most amazing, peaceful, happy, fulfilled life possible. And they don't know, they don't hear that. And I have to show them and point them in that direction. So how do you sort of explain that and get them to see that?
We all have this guidance system. You're totally right. We all have a beautiful guidance system. Some people are more intuitive or in tuned with hearing, listening, you know, all of that stuff. But ultimately, it's a feeling in your body. Whatever feels light and expansive, that's for you. Whatever feels constrictive and not for you. So that's the simplest way. Sometimes thoughts can get in your way and you just scramble yourself out and you can't even feel what you feel. But if you allow yourself to become quiet long enough and just stay in the still point or go out into nature, to kind of allow all these thoughts to just kind of flow into the earth. let the trees, you know, let the trees take up all that worry. So when you ultimately feel your body feels light, at peace, excited, happy, you can breathe with it again, like something, you take a deep breath when you think about something versus you go like, okay.
Yeah.
That's your guidance system, right? That's a lot to talk about too, right?
And so. just to finish, because I could talk to you forever. Claudia, do you think that the more somebody listens to their inner wisdom, their guidance system, whatever anybody wants to call it, but that place within us, the more that we listen to that and we take time out to listen to that, in your experience, would you say that people learn and understand and become far more authentic?
Absolutely. Yeah, because it is, that it is you. Your guidance system is who you are. It's just showing you who you are. So and there is something about it where you can stand in your truth at one point and go like, yes, this might go against everything that everybody else thinks, but I know this is my truth.
Yeah,
there's something really interesting that also happens is when I'm when we know that this is your truth, other people can relax around it. Mm-hmm. You know, when you go like, this might be unorthodox, people, I get it, but that's my path, this is my truth, this is my authentic self, this is how I need to be, express myself, what I need to do, this is where I'm being guided. And when you're at peace with that and stand in that, people can go like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then they can exhale around you.
I completely agree with that. That's such a beautiful place to finish, because I so agree with that, that when you are completely authentic and we don't worry what anybody else thinks, we're just us. But actually, people find it really easy to also be themselves around us.
Because
they don't have to manipulate. They don't have to try and get something from you. They don't have to pretend to be somebody else either.
Right. Yes. That's a good, yeah. Because yes. Did I say yes?
I'm so glad you agree about that. And that's why anybody listening, I would so encourage them that even though this conversation today might have been a bit out there, but actually...
What's in there?
Yeah, what is out there? That's so true. But what we're really saying is, you know, even if the starting gate is that you spend time and you go quiet and you listen to yourself on a daily basis, and you just make that space, transformation happens. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. And one other thing I find that seems to be true for many people, when you kind of click into that inner truth, that it's an energy of peaceful excitement when you know, ah, that's for me.
I love that.
Around that.
Say you know, that again.
It's peaceful excitement. It's like this activated peacefulness. It's very quiet and of course, but there's sizzle around it. There's juiciness. There is like,
That's the voice. That's the guidance system.
That's when you kind of click into things, when you go like, okay, I'm in a good spot here.
Yeah.
That energy works.
And that's what I say, was that's when we're in alignment with who we really are. Yeah.
Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. Yes.
Oh, Claudia, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today.
Ah, thank you.
And I'm sure that we'll speak again as well. But thank you so much and have a wonderful warm day in Hawaii.
I shall. Thank you. And yes, you're such a light, Marianne, and it's such beautiful, beautiful thing you bring out into the world. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, on your show. And just before we leave, people can find you. You said, is it on Facebook, you said?
I have a Facebook group that's called Heartlight. And then I have a website that's called breathingspaces.life.
Thank you. So people can find you on that as well.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. Lovely. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you. You too.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Are you being held back by issues in your life, or do you want to connect to your authentic self? Then I can help you, as I'm an expert in these areas. Contact me at marianjorgensen.co.uk or talksfromtheheart.co.uk, where you will find more information regarding this podcast.